Our reading today comes from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. Let me encourage you to open your Bible and read with me 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 11 and reading down through verse 15. In 1 Timothy 2, verse 11, Paul said, "Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety." There are two things that we need to remember before we look at these verses and break them down. Number one, the setting here in 1 Timothy chapter 2 about the role of men and women is a general setting. In other words, it is not limited, in Paul's words, to the worship assembly. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, where Paul talks about the role of women, he specifically says that he is talking about the church, that is, the worship assembly, where the whole congregation has assembled together in one place to worship God. But in 1 Timothy chapter 2, he doesn't specify and limit what he's talking about to the worship assembly. Now, the second thing to remember is that beginning in verse 8, Paul talks about male leadership in spiritual matters. And he continues that theme all the way through chapter 3, verse 13. Now, here are the things that Paul said men are to take the lead in these spiritual kinds of matters. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, Paul said that the men are to pray. Evidently, that means that the men are to lead these prayers. That's 1 Timothy 2, verse 8. Then in 1 Timothy 2, verses 11 and 12, Paul says that the men are to take the lead in the teaching. And also, he says that the men are to take the lead in general. We'll talk about that more in verse 12. But then, as you get into chapter 3, Paul says that men are to be elders in the church. That is, they're to be the bishops. Not women, but men. Men are to be deacons in the church, not women. So as we look at 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 15, it's important for us to remember that this is right in the middle of a section where Paul is talking about male leadership in spiritual matters. Now let's begin looking at verse 11. Paul said, "Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection." The word silence here can be misunderstood. Some people look at the word silence in 1 Timothy 2, 11 and 12 and think that this means that a woman cannot even utter a sound, that she cannot ask a question or make a comment in a situation where, let's say, you've got a Bible class situation. But the word silence here means a quietness. It does not mean absolute silence. Now, let's look at an example of this same Greek word used in another context where it is absolutely clear that absolute silence, somebody not saying a single word, cannot be the idea of the word silence in the King James Version. In Acts chapter 21, Paul is speaking to the Jewish crowd. And the Bible says in Acts 21, verse 40, "And when he had given him license, Paul stood on the stairs and beckoned with the hand unto the people. And when there was made a great silence, he spake unto them in the Hebrew tongue, saying." Now, go into chapter 22, verse 1, where the Bible says that Paul said these words, "Men, brethren, and fathers, hear ye my defense, which I make now unto you." And in verse 2, "And when they heard that he spake in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silence." Now, the word silence there in Acts 22, verse 2, is the same word that we find in 1 Timothy 2, verse 11 and 12. And here in Acts chapter 21 and Acts 22, when Paul begins to speak, the Bible says they made a great silence. But then in chapter 22, verse 2, when they heard him speaking in Hebrew, they kept the more silence. Now, if you're completely silent in the sense that you're not saying a single word, you're not making any sound at all, how can you be even more silent? Well, you see, the idea is this. When Paul began to speak, the crowd quietened down. But when they heard him speak in Hebrew, they got even quieter. It's not that they didn't say anything at all. It's that they let him do the leading in the speaking. He was the speaker on that occasion, and so they quietened down. Now, that's the idea of this word in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. So the Bible says in 1 Timothy 2, verse 11, "Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection." That is, she is not to take the lead in the teaching of God's word. In verse 12, he says, "But I suffer not," that is, I do not permit, I do not allow a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence, that is, in this subjection or quietness. Now let's look at these words in verse 12 again. Paul said, and Paul, remember, is an inspired apostle. Paul is not going out on his own here to say something or to give an opinion that was not inspired of God. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 37, that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of God. So when Paul writes this, he's writing it by inspiration. God is behind this teaching. Paul said then, "I do not allow a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man." He doesn't say that a woman cannot teach other women, because a woman can certainly do that. He doesn't say that a woman cannot teach children, because a woman can certainly do that. He doesn't mean that if a man and woman are just talking about the Bible and she happens to bring up something in an informal conversation that he hasn't thought about, and in that sense she teaches him something, makes him aware of something that he didn't know before, that Paul is condemning that kind of conversation in an informal sense. He's not talking about that. He's talking about a setting where someone is taking the lead, where you've got a formal setting, where you've got a structured setting, and someone is leading that discussion. Now, in that kind of situation, Paul says that a man is to do the leading. He is to be the teacher in that situation, and a woman is not to teach over the man. Now, obviously, that means that a woman is not to be a preacher, that is, someone who gets up and preaches to a mixed audience of men and women. 1 Timothy 2, verse 12 says that a woman is not to do that. This verse means that a woman is not to get up and teach a class of men and women. Sometimes you'll have that question arise in a church. Can a woman teach this Bible class of men and women? Well, Paul says in 1 Timothy 2, verse 12, "I do not allow a woman, I do not permit a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man." If she's up teaching that class, then she has authority over that class. She is teaching over the men in that class, and she's going against what the Bible says in this passage of Scripture. Now, the second thing that Paul says is that he does not permit a woman to usurp authority over the man. To usurp authority over the man means to have authority over the man. It means to exercise a position of authority over the man. It means to have dominion or authority over men. The word usurp does not mean that she has simply stole it or that she seized it, but it simply means that she has authority over the man. Some people think that if the elders of the church authorize a woman to preach to men and women in their congregation or give her the right to teach a class of men and women, then because they've given her that okay, then what she's doing is acceptable. Well, elders don't have that right. Elders do not have the right to go against what Paul said in 1 Timothy 2, verse 12. Elders make decisions in matters of judgment. They don't have the right to add to or take from the Bible. They don't have the right to go against what the Bible says. And the Bible says here that a woman is not to serve in those capacities. So the idea of usurping authority simply means that she is not to have authority over the man. That means she is not to have authority over men in spiritual matters. Now, specifically here in this context, he has mentioned praying, he has mentioned teaching, and in chapter 3, he's going to mention and he's going to talk about being elders and deacons in the church. Men are to take the lead in those matters. Now, if you just read 1 Timothy chapter 2 and 1 Timothy chapter 3, it's clear what Paul is saying. If you just read 1 Timothy 2, 11 and 12, it's very clear what Paul is teaching. But because people sometimes have problems with what the Bible says, they think of ways to get around the Bible or to try to get around what the Bible says. And one of the ways that people try to get around what Paul is saying here is this. They say that what Paul wrote was temporary, that it only applied in his day or shortly thereafter. They claim that Paul is writing about a situation that Timothy encountered in Ephesus. And they further claim that these instructions that Paul is giving here in 1 Timothy 2, 11 and 12 especially, do not apply to all people of all times. They say that this teaching is limited to the particular cultural situation that Timothy was in. Now, it just so happens that the Holy Spirit inspired Paul to write the following verses that deny that contention. In verse 13 and 14, the Apostle Paul gave two reasons as to why he said that a woman is not to teach or to usurp authority over the man. In verse 13, Paul said, "For Adam was first formed, then Eve." Now, the word "for" here comes from a Greek word which indicates that Paul is giving the reasons for what he just said. He's giving the explanation behind the teaching that he just gave. Now, the teaching that he just delivered is that a woman is not to serve in that capacity. She's not to take that leadership role. Why is that, Paul? If we ask the question, "Paul, why did you write? Why did you say that a woman is not to teach or to usurp authority over the man?" His answer is twofold. Number one, he said, the first reason is because Adam was first formed, then Eve. Now, the question is, how far back does that go? That goes all the way back to the beginning, to the first man and woman. Paul is not writing about some kind of temporary cultural situation that Timothy was in. He's not saying that this teaching about the role of women only applied in Timothy's time. He says this principle of male leadership goes all the way back to the beginning in Genesis. So number one reason, Adam was first formed, then Eve. But then he gives a second reason in verse 14. "And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Because Eve took the lead in that situation by taking of the fruit and then giving to Adam," that's the second reason that Paul gives here as to why the woman is not to take the lead in spiritual matters. So this passage, and in particular, the two verses that follow what Paul said about the role of women in verses 11 and 12, forever dismisses the idea that Paul's legislation is simply cultural and not permanent. The reason that Paul gave for what he taught about the role of women in 1 Timothy 2 and 1 Timothy 3, as well as 1 Corinthians 11 and 1 Corinthians 14, is not culture, it is creation.